One-way streets, no turn streets and no trucks allowed streets could all be part of the future of Collingwood's tree streets if a Second Street residents group has their way. John Hauser, who lives on Second Street between Cedar Street and Oak Street, provided a deputation to the Development and Operations Standing Committee on Monday night, proposing to reduce through traffic in the tree neighborhoods, surrounded by First Street in the north, High Street in the west, Herontario Street in the east and Sixth Street in the south. The proposal was created after residents on Second Street were denied an application to the town to have traffic calming measures installed on their street, despite a petition signed by 70% of residents of the street asking for the change. Through traffic negatively impacts neighborhoods. There is a low-cost solution, said Hauser. The solution to traffic is not always traffic calming, because then all it does is push the problem to the next street. It's more about neighborhood solutions. It's more than just cars speeding on my street, he said. Back in June 2021, council passed a new traffic calming policy to be followed by any resident who would like to request the town evaluate whether measures are needed in their neighborhood. According to the policy, the first step is for residents to submit a formal request with a petition including 51% or more of those living on the street signing to support traffic calming measures. Despite 70% of residents on Second Street signing the petition and traffic counts being done on the street, the request was denied as not enough cars were found to be speeding. According to data from the town of Collingwood, about 2,700 cars traveled Second Street per day in 2021. When traffic counts were last taken in 2014, First Street saw about 27,833 vehicles per day. In 2016, Third Street saw about 3,326 vehicles per day, while Fifth Street saw about 2,298 vehicles per day. According to overall estimations and calculations provided by Hauser, he said about 63% of vehicle traffic that runs through the area is through traffic, which is traffic not created by residents of the subject area. This traffic should be deflected to primary roads, said Hauser. While Hauser acknowledged that 19 four-way stops have been installed within the Tree Street neighborhood to help calm traffic, he questioned why the town couldn't go a step further by including signs that discourage through traffic altogether in certain areas such as do not enter, no turns, one way only and not a through street signs for certain corridors. Drivers are like rats in a maze, said Hauser. You need to change their behavior. Hauser pointed to phone apps such as Google Maps and Waze as contributing to the issue in Collingwood. Driving apps encourage cut-through traffic. If you use Waze to go from Canadian Tire to Town Hall, guess where it puts you? On Second Street, said Hauser. Right now our streets are not safe as residential streets, and they should be. We believe there is an inexpensive solution to that. Cown. Deb Doherty said she hoped Hauser would do the presentation again during public consultations for the draft official plan. It's good to see how easy a solution can be, said Cown. Yvonne Hamlin. I fully agree with you that the problem is volume. I do think the official plan is the appropriate time for this to be addressed, she said. Director of Planning, Building and Economic Development Summer Valentine said she would also be forwarding Hauser's presentation to Planning Director Nathan Wukash to be included in the public official plan comments for consideration. The first draft of the official plan was presented to Council on July 11 and is now open for public feedback. Community feedback and community information sessions on the draft plan are set for August 2. For more information on the draft official plan or to provide feedback to the town, click here.